Welcome to our church family. Greetings to you from our leaders, Apostle Dilreen Fordyce and Pastor Joseph Fordyce. Gospel Foundation International Healing Ministries is a decade-old world-class Bible-believing ministry advancing the kingdom of God through our holistic, Holy Spirit-centered approach, centered upon healing, deliverance, evangelism, discipleship, and teaching. GFIH Ministries fosters a warm, loving, and supportive space for its audiences, and so we'd like to extend an open invitation to you to be a part of this ministry as a member of our virtual church network or through our church membership program. If you are looking for a church that addresses an individual's spiritual need, emotional need, relational need, and physical need, then you are at the right place. We hope that you enjoy today's church service.
To praise him. Oh, Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Welcome to our broadcast tonight. Hallelujah. To our prayer line. Hallelujah. As we invite the presence of God. Hallelujah. On your behalf, on our behalf, and so that He can work in our lives. Amen. Hallelujah. We give Him total permission, total reign, so that He can work on our behalf and so that we can worship Him. Hallelujah. So we can fellowship with Him in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. Once again, welcome to everyone. Welcome to our family. Welcome to our friends. Welcome to our visitors. And if you join us for the first time, we are worshiping the Lord. Amen. Bless the Lord. At this time, we will go into prayer, and we're going to go before the throne of heaven. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight for this great privilege and opportunity to worship before your holy throne. Lord God, it is a privilege. We do not take it lightly, Lord, because you died on the cross for us, Lord. If you did not die, Lord, we will all be lost and, oh God, be suffering forever and ever. But Lord God, you took, you, oh God, precious time to come to earth for us sinners, Lord. Every one of us, we have sinned against you. But Lord God, you took time to come for us, Lord God. Tonight we praise you. We exalt your name. We magnify you, Lord. We give our lives over to you, Lord. We say, Lord, have your way in our situation, in our circumstances, Lord. For Lord God, we depend upon you, Lord. I pray, oh God, for those who are not feeling well tonight. For those, oh God, who've received bad news today, who received bad news yesterday. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, please work on their behalf, Lord God. Even as they listen to this broadcast, the Holy Spirit will begin to fellowship with them. I pray, Lord God, for those, oh God, who are under restraint. Oh God, those who are going through a hard time, Lord. I pray, oh God, that you might just come down and tabernacle with them. Come down and fellowship with them, Lord. Thank you, oh God, for your goodness, for your grace, for your mercy, for your peace and your kindness. Thank you, oh God, for bringing joy to our lives, Lord God. Where there was no joy, you will bring joy. Where there is no strength, you will provide strength, Lord. Oh God, where there is no provision, you will provide provision. In the name of Jesus, we salute you tonight, Lord. We honor you tonight. And Lord God, we fail not to give you all the glory because it belongs to you. We thank you now in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You have done well to invite us into your homes, into your cars, into your businesses, into your spaces. You have done well tonight to invite us so that the Lord's name can be lifted up. Hallelujah. But the Bible says, and Jesus said, and I, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto myself. And I pray tonight that every one of you listening to this broadcast and on this prayer line, that you will call someone and you will tell them that the prayer line is on live and that Jesus Christ is still on the throne and that he loves them and that he died for them and that he's coming back for them. Amen. So if you can take a few seconds, a few minutes to just call someone and tell them that prayer line is on and that Jesus Christ is still Lord. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. We will look into the Word of God for a few moments. Hallelujah. And we will look at 1 Peter chapter 5 and verses 6 and 7. Amen. 1 Peter chapter 5 verses 6 and 7. Amen. We'll see what God is saying to us tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. It says, humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. I'll read it one more time. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. I'm going to entitle our little talk tonight on how is your walk with God? And may I add to that, how is your walk with God? And how is your attitude towards God? And if your attitude is right, if your walk is right, can you then ask God to do something or a request? Can you ask God for any requests? So is your walk with him right? Is your attitude with him right? And in so doing, can you ask him for any requests? Can you request anything of him? Amen? So we're going to look at that. How is your walk with God tonight? Amen. As he said, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Based on this, we see that God is very much concerned about us, hallelujah, us as human beings. Even though we do not deserve his glory, he is still concerned about us. He still wants to relate to us. He still wants to have fellowship with us. He still wants to help us. He still wants to guide us. He still wants to be our friend. I know that many of us listening tonight, if someone embarrass you in public or even call you a strange name, you do not want anything to do with that person. But God, despite what we have, how we have hurt him, we have been disobedient to him. We have been very bad to him. But he still wants to have fellowship with us. That is not giving us a license to do those things. But despite what we have done in the past, he still wants to have fellowship with us. He still wants to guide us. He still wants to be our friend. He still wants to be our savior. He still wants to be our healer. He still wants to be our redeemer. Hallelujah. So tonight, let's take off every restrictions that you have. Just put aside every hang-ups that you have and listen to the word of God, because God is telling us something, that despite who you are and what you have done, he wants to be your friend. He wants to be your brother. He wants to be your sister. He wants to be your provider. He wants to be your deliverer. He wants to have fellowship with you. Amen. So let's dig into the word tonight. Amen. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. He's saying that humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God. The Apostle Peter was right to say such things. He's saying, do not come to him full of pride. Do not come to him full of arrogance, or do not come to him boastful, or come to him thinking that I have a right to whatever is in the kingdom. I have a right to it. No, we should humble ourselves. That is the attitude we should have in prayer. That is the attitude we should have in life. So he said, humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God. Should we only have that attitude during time of prayer? No, we should have that attitude throughout. That should be our life attitude. we should be in humility, appreciating God for who He is, and knowing who we are, we will appreciate Him for who He is. Amen. So what is humility? Is it being lowly? Is it thinking nothing of yourself? No. What is humility? Humility is submissive, being submissive to a holy God, acknowledging that He is God and that He is Lord. Humility means dependence upon Him. Humility means that you acknowledge that you cannot help yourself, that we must depend upon Him, that He is our source, He is our strength, He is our all in all, and without Him, we surely will fail. Hallelujah. So humility is acknowledging that God is God, and that we are but dust. We are but human beings, and we need His help. We cannot come to Him thinking that we deserve anything, even though in a sense we deserve it because of what Jesus did on the cross. We still have to come in a very upright and godly posture. We have to come in the way that God would accept. In other words, we cannot come in our own flesh, in our own self. We have to come in a way that would be pleasing to Him. Even in our prayer, even in our life attitude, we should come in an attitude that would please Him. A proud attitude would not please Him. A haughty attitude would not please Him. A boastful attitude would not please Him. So we should come in an attitude of humility, in an attitude of surrender. Surrender means that you acknowledge that He is God, that He is Lord, that He is the Redeemer, and you are not. He is the Savior, and that you are not. He is the Mighty One, and we are not, and we depend upon Him. So that is why we have to come in an attitude of humility. Amen. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter how many years you have been saved. It doesn't matter how many years you have been in the church. It doesn't matter how many years you accepted Jesus as your Savior. We still have to come with a spirit of humility. We have to have a humbleness about us so that God would be able to work on our behalf. Amen. God loves when we are humble before Him. God loves when we depend upon Him, when we trust Him. The Bible says, trust in the Lord with your whole heart and lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and then He's going to direct you. But when we think that we know, He's not pleased with that kind of attitude, but He wants us to depend upon Him. Amen. Hallelujah. Then He goes on to say, cast all your cares upon Him, for He careth for you. Now, why should we cast our cares upon Him? And what is the meaning of casting? Casting is a sense that you want to get rid of whatever is troubling you. You want to get rid of your problems. You don't want to just put it down. You want to cast it on Him. You want to show the enemy that you have someone that is stronger than you that can take care of you. You want to show your any person, that any enemy that is against you, especially the devil. The devil is our enemy. We want to show him that we have somebody bigger than ourselves and bigger than him, and that person is going to take care of us. So now the Bible didn't say, just come and just place it down quietly. He said, cast it on him. Throw it on him. He is capable of taking care of all your broken pieces. He's capable of taking care of your brokenness, of your problems, of your stress, of your financial difficulties. He's able to take care of your sicknesses. He's able to take care of everything that seemed to be in chaos. He's able to take care of your confusion. He's able to take care of malice and pride and every evil. He's able to take care of all of that. In other words, cast it all on him. When the problems is getting more than you, overwhelming you, in other words, when your head is bursting because the stress and the pressure is too much, he said not to take it on your head anymore, but to cast it on him. He said to give it to him. Do not keep it any longer, because if you keep it, it will give you heart attack. It will stress you out. It will cause you to pull out the little hair that you still have in your head. He's saying to you that take everything and cast it on him. Even when you feel that pride is coming up in your heart, cast that also on him. Even when arrogance is coming up into you, put arrogance upon Jesus. He said, cast all your cares upon me, for he cares for you. Casting is telling us that we desire him to work on our behalf. He wants to see your attitude. What kind of attitude would you have when you have problems? Excuse me. Are you going to stay with that problem? Are you going to let the problems overwhelm you? Are you going to let the situation take over you? Or are you going to cast it upon him? God wants to see your attitude, you know. He wants to see whether you're going to take care of it or if you're going to cast it on him. He wants to see if you can manage it by yourself or if you're going to let him have it. That is why he said, that's why Peter, the apostle, God allowed Peter, the apostle, to say that in that kind of way. Do not keep it for yourself, but cast it. In other words, you're doing the action. You are not taking it on yourself, but you are doing a terrific action. You're doing something tremendous, something great. You are just getting rid of the problem, and you are allowing God to take over from you so that you will be free of this. And when you cast, you are allowing God to work on your behalf. And when you do that, when you cast your cares upon him, you allow him to work on your behalf. You're resting. When you cast your cares upon him, you begin to rest. And you allow him now to work. But on the other hand, if you try to figure out your problems and your situation and your circumstances, you are not working. And in this particular situation, God is resting and allowing you to do the work. So what Peter is saying, what the apostle Peter said, is cast all your cares upon him so that he can do the work for you. You remember, God neither slumbers nor sleep. He is so mighty that he is willing and able to take care of all the cares in the world. All the people in the world, he can take care of the cares all at once. And he can allow you to be at rest while he's working. So we should have a change of heart. We should not think about taking care of our situation ourselves and our problem, but we should cast them on him and allow him to work on your behalf while we rest. That's why when you are a Christian and you know the secret and you allow God to work on your behalf, even though everything is confusion around you, people might look at you and say, that person is going mad. You are not going mad, but you are resting in God's presence and allowing God to work on your behalf. Amen. Bless the Lord. Another area is that you are humbling yourself. When you're casting your cares upon Him, you're humbling yourself under the mighty hand of God. And you are, in essence, telling Him that, God, you are more knowledgeable than me. So I am humbling myself. You have been in this world longer than me. You have gone through so many of these situations before, and you know the situation back and forth, and you know it better than me. I am humbling myself to you so that you now can take charge of it. Amen. You see, if we try to fix the situation by ourselves, we are, in other words, taking on false humility, or that there's a thing called pride. If you try to fix your problem by yourself, it is called pride. It is called false humility. So we do not want to be part of any false humility or pride, but we want God to take charge of our circumstances. Amen. By casting and submitting your cares and problems to Him, you are admitting, you are acknowledging that He has more wisdom than you. By casting and submitting your problems to Him, you are acknowledging that He is more knowledgeable than you. Amen. Hallelujah. Another reason is that by submitting and casting your cares upon Him, you are acknowledging that He has more power than you, that He is more capable than you, that He is well able to take care of the circumstances and you are not. In other words, we are acknowledging that He is Lord and that He is capable of taking care of the situation. By submitting your cares to Him, you have now released your life to God's will. You remember when Jesus was going to the cross, He said, not my will, but thy will be done. Why did Jesus say that? He could have sent, the Bible mentioned that He could have called forth for millions of angels to release Him and deliver Him from that predicament. But He submitted Himself to God. And that's the same way we have to submit our wills, submit our lives to Him, cast our cares upon Him, cast our situations upon Him, so that He can take charge of our lives. Amen. Bless the Lord. Are you going to submit to Him, or are you going to continue to take your cares upon your head? Are you going to submit to Him, or are you going to allow Him to take over and rule your life and become the Lord of your situation? You see, God can be there. He can be standing at the side, or He can be working on your behalf. What will it be tonight? Will it be when we come to prayer, we just pray and do not submit it totally to Him? Or when we pray, and then when we get up, we take the problems and we take them back with us? No. He wants us to humble ourselves under his mighty hand. And then we need to submit those situations into his hand so that he now would take it up. You do not need to take it upon yourself, but you need to allow him to take it and to take care of you. Hallelujah. By releasing your life into his hand. By submitting to God and casting yourselves to him, you are obeying him. And you are obeying also his promises. And you're obeying also his command, because his promises, when you're obedient to them, they become like a command to you, because you follow what he said and they become life to you. They become powerful to you. So you are now submitting yourselves under his mighty hand, and you are now obedient to the presence of God, to the Spirit of God, and you're obeying his promises. And in doing so, you have the Godhead at your disposal, meaning that God is going to come to your aid, because you submit yourself to him, you humble yourself to him, and you bring your cares to him, and in so doing, God is going to come to your aid. Amen. So we have to have certain requirements before he comes to our aid. Amen. Bless the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Many people, especially those who are in maybe in businesses, you have your own business, and you say that, you know, I can take care of my problems all by myself. I don't need God to do it for me. I can take care of my business. I am a mature person, so I think I can take care of this financial problem by myself. Or if you are an adult and you have children, you said, I can take care of all these problems all by myself. I can take care of all these situations all by myself. Or if you're a supervisor in a company, or even if it's your own company, you can take care of the situation all by yourself. You don't need anyone else to help you. But tonight God is saying, there are certain things you can take care of by yourself, but there are certain situations you need the wisdom of God. You need the knowledge of God. You need the strength of God. You need the grace of God to take care of that situation. And when you submit those situations into his hands, he will make the situation easier for you, because you have submitted it now to the Master, to the King of Kings, to the Lord of Lords. Are you willing to submit your businesses under his care? Are you willing to submit your family under his care? Are you willing to submit the community that lives around you unto his care? Are you willing to do that? He said, humble yourselves therefore under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your cares upon him, for he careth for you. Are you going to submit yourself to him? Are you going to acknowledge him so that he can work on your behalf? Amen. Thank you, Jesus, Prince of Peace, Mighty God. Father, we thank you. So God is asking his children tonight, and even you might just join us for the first time tonight, he's even calling you. He's asking you to surrender yourself to him. He's telling you also to cast your cares upon him, even though you might not understand all that is happening, but he's speaking to your heart. He's saying to you, come and surrender yourself to me. Come and cast all your cares, cast all your concerns, cast all your circumstances, cast all your situations into my capable hands. I am willing, ready, and able to take care of you. And not only you, I'm ready and willing to take care of your business. I'm willing and ready to take care of your family. I'm willing and ready to take care of your community and even your relatives and those and your friends. I'm ready to do all these things, but I just need you to come before me. I just need you to humble yourself before me, and I am going to take care of you. Amen. Bless the Lord. As we are closing tonight, we're going to pray for many of you that have called in tonight. Many of you are going through situations, and you don't know where to turn. You don't know what to do next. You are up against the wall. Your back is against the wall. You don't know where to turn, where to go, what to do. I have the solution. In fact, the Word of God has the solution for you tonight. It says, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. He is further said, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. You may be sick. You may be troubled. You may be worried. You may be concerned about many things. You don't know where the next dollar is coming from. But I have some good news for you tonight, that God has not forsaken you. God has not abandoned you. God has not left you to just fend for yourself. You are in the right place tonight. You are in the house of God. You are in a place where you can get help. Hallelujah. Do not refuse to receive that help. Help is here. The Bible says all you have to do is to just turn to Jesus. There's a song that says, turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face, and the things of this earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. In other words, he's saying to us tonight that there is a secret. There is a secret to this thing. Humble yourself. Acknowledge him. Confess that he is bigger than you, he's greater than you, he's more powerful than you. And that we need help from him in order for us to fix our situations. In other words, acknowledge him. And then cast all that is troubling you. Cast all your problems, all your stressors, all your situations. Cast them upon him. Don't be afraid. At that point, do not be afraid. Cast it on him. He's a big brother to you. He is a big daddy. He is a good friend. Hallelujah. He's a savior. He's a redeemer. He's a recoverer. He is a deliverer. He's a healer. He is baptizer. He will baptize you fresh in the Holy Ghost. He will strengthen you. He will encourage you. So every situation that is adverse to you tonight, put it into his hands. He is well able. Tonight we're going to pray for a few needs. Hallelujah. And we're going to cast our cares upon him. We're going to cast our life into his hand. We're going to cast our families into his hand. We're going to cast our businesses into his hands. We're going to cast our circumstances. We're going to cast our fears, our doubts. We are going to cast all our sins upon him. And he will take care of us. Hallelujah. We're going to cast also our sicknesses. We're going to cast our lack of finances into his hands. And he will take care of us. Amen. Bless the Lord. I'm glad you joined us tonight on this great prayer line. And at this time, we're going to bring our needs and our requests before the Lord. I want you to close your eyes and focus with me as we bring ourselves before the heavenly throne and as we bring ourselves before the Lord and knowing that He, when we humble ourselves before Him and when we cast our needs before Him, He's not going to turn His back on us, but He's going to help us. He's going to deliver us. He's going to remove the enemy from the situation, and He's going to grant us the victory. Amen. Hallelujah. Join me in prayer at this time. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I want you to believe. If there was doubt before, I want you to believe. I want you to believe with me that God is going to answer us, and God is going to hear us, and He is going to grant us miracles. Amen. Bless the Lord. Pray at this time. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we cast
somebody in this moment, just lift your hands right where you are and acknowledge the Alpha and the Omega. He is all that matters. Hallelujah. I'll put you in front of my melody. You're all that matters. You're all that matters. I'll make room for two, you and I, Jesus. You're all that matters. You're all that matters. Away, away. You're all that matters. Away.
Away, away, you are all.
it the name or is it the title? I am nothing without you. And what would have become of me if you didn't hold my hand? You're all that matters. You're all that matters. I'll put you in front of my
Thank you for joining us for worship today. We appreciate your presence and participation. Please listen to the following announcement and be guided accordingly. Join us live on Sundays at 11 a.m. for our main church service. Our Sunday program begins with Bible Talk for Children, hosted by Sarah Yamo Hadassa, joining live from Kenya, followed by Bible Class, which is primarily hosted by Pastor Joseph Fordyce. After which we go into a spirit-filled worship service that leads into the divine service, which begins approximately at noon with our special guest speaker for the day, with a message to inspire you. We go live again on Tuesdays for Bible study. Join us for our special series on the Ark of the Covenant, which has been ongoing. You cannot afford to miss this. Come back on Thursdays for Miracle Hour. This is a special service for healing and deliverance. On Wednesday evenings at 8 p.m., we open our phone lines to everyone who needs prayer. Our live prayer line is a support program where you can call in with your prayer request. The call-in number is 1-914-371-7044. Or you may email us at support@gfihministries.org. To join these services, visit live.gfihministries.org. If this ministry has been a blessing to you, or if you wish to support the ministry's work, it is easy to do so. You can also find these details in the description below. Give tithes, offerings, and donations via our preferred payment partner, Givelify, via www.gavelify.com or download the Gavelify app and use the ministry name, Gospel Foundation International Healing Ministries. Other ways to give via Zelle, using the telephone number 914-314-9538. Or via PayPal using the following link, www.paypal.me/GFIH Ministries, or email gfihministries@gmail.com. Also, give via our website at www.gfihministries.org/give. Would you like to support us with a check? Make checks payable to Gospel Foundation International Healing Ministries, P.O. Box 184, Mount Vernon, New York, 10552. You can also support this ministry by becoming an engaged subscriber to our YouTube channel at www.youtube.com/@GFIH Ministries. Thank you for joining and supporting Gospel Foundation International Healing Ministries. We look forward to seeing you again on our next live virtual service.
Your name is worthy, Lord. His name is Emmanuel. We give you the praise and we give you the honor. Your name.